Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Do you remember a time in your life when you had no idea where the food on your table came from? The thought that it came from somewhere hadn't even occurred to you. It was just there. Mom cooked it and served it, and it appeared 3 times a day. I guess I'm talking to folks who did not grow up on farms. Farm families know very well where food comes from. It's the rest of us, the city kids, the suburbanites, and even some of the townies who never considered the sources of what was on the plate in front of us. I grew up in a big city out east and was better educated about food than the most of the kids I hung out with. And the reason I knew something, anything, about food is that I sometimes actually went to the store with my mother to buy that food. Because that's where food comes from, right? The food store. Now, how it got there and who made it in the first place were of no concern. In my day, there was a lot less packaging and many more choices as to where to shop, but the basic fact that food came from stores, well, that was gospel. We got packaged things from the supermarket, the A&P up on Queens Boulevard. That's where we got breakfast, cereal, and cookies and coffee. We got milk from the milkman who delivered it every other day, right to our back door. He came and went so early that I don't remember ever meeting him. Fish came from Joe's Fish Market up on Woodside Avenue, and Joe got it from the Fulton Street Fish Market in Manhattan. He was there by 4 in the morning. Flounder, perch, cod, shellfish, you name it, and Joe's had it every day. That store also had the best French fries in all of Queens. We bought ravioli and sausage and olives from Maiello's Deli on Roosevelt Avenue. What I wouldn't give now for their ravioli. It came in a box, like a pizza box, and it contained 2 layers, separated by floured paper, 24 squares on each layer, neatly perforated for separation. I was often sent there alone on a Friday with $5 and a short shopping list. Ravioli was always on the list. Vegetables came from Woodside Fruits and Vegetables. None of it was wrapped, and all of it was handled, poked, and inspected by our friends and neighbors. I have a very strong immune system, and I am convinced that part of it is due to the fact that I was exposed to everything in small doses all the time when I was young. Okay, let's fast forward to Vernon County in Wisconsin. My years in this part of the world have taught me where food really comes from. In those years, I was also introduced to Community Hunger Solutions, an organization that procures real food, processes it, and then distributes it to folks who could use some help when it comes to feeding their families. Over the past few years, those folks have sourced and delivered hundreds of thousands of pounds of produce to food banks and pantries in counties throughout southwest Wisconsin. Did you know that there are more than 40,000 people in southwest Wisconsin who are food insecure? Food insecurity means that at least once a week you're missing a meal because you can't afford food. It also means that because you're poor, you can't access good food even if it's close at hand. This is where the food pantries in our area come in. Pantries like Living Faith and Bethel Boutique feed hundreds of folks every week, and what's more, thanks to Community Hunger Solutions, local, fresh produce is at the heart of these pantries. In other times and other places, a food pantry might distribute canned, processed, packaged, and chemically laden food products because they have a great shelf life. It was the pantry's only option. Then along comes Hunger Solutions, and the incredible bounty of local farms is made available on a massive scale. And eating out of a can is no longer the only affordable option. Local farmers have a ready market for their seconds, you know, the not-quite-perfect-looking produce, and the citizens of the Cooley region know where they can find nutrition, packed fresh food, without having to forego the other necessities. So everybody wins. And that, my friend, is one place where good food really comes from.